Okay, I've been trying to find time to do video. So now that I'm parked here and I got some time I already allocate time already. Today I want to do those videos that I have already planned for, that I want to do those topic, okay? I plan for a topic lah, I don't plan my script because basically I talk to you is how I talk to my customer. So how I talk to my customer is how I talk to you. But of course I talk to my customer, right? I will give them more insider tips and advice, okay, and I tell them more secrets to help them win the market, okay. So over here I cannot tell you too many secrets lah, correct or not? Because I need to earn money mah. So if you want secret, you can engage me, okay. Advertisement first, okay. Okay, in today's video is very important, okay, because in today's video I don't know what's the title that I'm gonna put, but basically the stock market is red. It's red like crazy, I tell you. I look at all my investment jialat everything also red Then I thought the war gonna end already. Never improve leh, still red Then yesterday I went to pump petrol, SPC giving the Hari Raya discount 23%. Long queue, you know, everybody is queuing up for the discount My car is no petrol, that's why I queue up. Not because I want the discount, but I also don't mind the discount suddenly oil price so high, got discount, why not, right? Then you use Amex card, still can stack Okay, so basically the stock market is red. But the real estate new launch BUC market is very green. Okay, so why is it very green? Okay, first we talk about how green is it. Okay, how green is it? Okay, and why? The reason is very simple. Okay, because Singaporeans are rich. Okay, so that's it. Thank you for watching. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode. And heaven end. Okay. I know that some people like to make fun of this kind of thing lah. Correct or not? No. I know Singaporeans are rich, but we need to analyze why they're willing to buy, why the market like that, how, why, what, okay? So you watch my video, it's for me to tell you in-depth things, not for you, for me to tell you this kind of shallow thing, okay? So if you watch until here, please hit the like button, okay? Because it's putting a lot of effort to make you a video. Okay, we talk about the first thing that I got shocked with, okay? Because that's the first project, right? That I was like, wow. People willing to buy leh. I got a little bit shocked leh. Okay, so the first project was something near to the river. Okay, I'm going to find the name because near to the river got a lot of river now. Nowadays, what river green lah, river modern lah, river this, river that. I also forget which river already. Okay, I'm going to show you the first one. Okay, so I checked already. The name is River Modern. 什么端和豪宅 or something lah. Okay. So the first project that I got shocked at was River Modern. River Modern sold about 90%, okay, about 90% during launch. 90% during launch means River Modern total unit, I think it's about 450 units. It sold 90%. The interesting thing is River Modern is not cheap. Okay, I look at River Modern price during launch. If I'm not wrong, the per square feet price was about 3,200 plus minus around there. So it's not cheap, okay? So when he achieved 90% sales, I was quite shocked. Then later on, it was a EC, which just happened on the Saturday. Okay, now I'm going to talk about the EC first. Then I'm going to talk about the new launch. Then I'm going to tell you why. EC, Revel Tampines. Revel Tampines achieved also another 90% sales, about 90% sales, which is also very high because the 90% is already 500 plus units. So that is 100 units more than River Modern. The thing is, this EC average price is $1,900 plus minus. Then you will be wondering, $1,900 plus minus with an income ceiling of 1,006. Okay, I wouldn't say that the income ceiling is 1,006. I will say that the income ceiling is about 1,650. Why? Because I know cases that is a little bit exceeding around 1,650. They appeal, they still get it. So the income ceiling is about 1,650 lah. But how to sell a EC 1,900 per square feet, 90% on the first day? And if you look at it, 90% on the first day, right, means there's only 30% second timer quota. So if you take 90% minus 30%, that's 60% first timer. Means that there's 60% first timer for subsidized flat, got money to buy $1,900 EC using the EC loan calculation. How is this possible? Okay, last time when the average price was about 1,007 plus, I can understand lah that yes, there is still a lot of people that buy. Okay, so the number one group lah that I would say lah, there's still a lot of people that buy. Y'all are correct. I'm not trying to be a asshole or what, but y'all are correct. There's a lot of rich parents that help their children, or there are a lot of young couples that maybe earn a lot of money. So they will use a certain method which we call deferred payment. They will use deferred payment to go and pay the down payment first, then take a loan later. Okay, I don't want to go into the details. That's the first group. Okay, first group. But when it reached 1,900 average price per square feet, there is lesser and lesser of this group of people, because when price increase, even if you have money to pay the 20% down payment now, next time you need to work how you need to have how much pay to get the full loan, you won't be able to afford. So who are the majority buyers? Okay, we talk about the 30% second timer first. Yes, I agree. The 30% second timer may still be Singaporeans, you know. May still be Singaporeans that have a BTO flat now, then they already reach MOP, they can sell, or they have a HDB flat resale, they can sell, they take a deferred payment, and then they take a EC bridging loan. So there is possibility. So let's say you say, okay, this 30% is a second timer, ma, correct? And also 90%, so left 60%. So in this 60%, right, I will say that maybe the rich parents support, or the young couple that is very old, haven't buy property before, they come and buy, maybe it accumulates about 20%. So there's still 40%. This is just my own analysis. Okay, so I put a disclaimer first. This may not be the fact, okay? The numbers is just how I see the market after talking to a few of my guys in the project, you know, the number of customers that they have served, we come out with a rough percentage, okay? The 40% majority, I can tell you, they are mainly, I don't know is it right to say this or not, but I just want to share the fact. Why there's still so many people that can buy, and how EC can achieve 90% sales with the 30% second timer quota at 1,900 per square feet using the EC loan, why still can achieve 90%? Because the 40%, a lot of them are Singaporeans, new citizens. Okay, I'm not against it. Okay, I just want to analyze and share with you all the details. So this Singaporean new citizen, they buy a HDB resale flat when they are a PR. So they stay there for 5 years, then they became a Singaporean. Okay? So when this PR, they became a Singaporean, they buy a HDB resale flat, they pay 5% extra stamp duty, you know, then they stay 5 years, buy a resale flat. Then now they became a Singaporean. So they haven't used their subsidized privilege yet. They haven't used their first subsidized privilege. So when they come and buy this EC, they are considered first timer. So they don't need to go and join the 30% second timer quota. They are considered first timer. Okay. So a lot of these new citizens hold up a very big percentage of this EC new launch sales today. Okay, this is from what we see at the show flat. Okay, I'm not too sure if this kind of data will be released to public, and I also don't have the data. I'm just sharing purely on my own speculation, what we see at the show flat and the number of customers that walk in, they do the e-application, what kind of profile they are. Okay, so for me, okay, I don't want to say so much, but this is why EC still can achieve 90%. Okay, next, I'm going to tell you about new launch, and I'm going to tell you why in this current market where the stock market is red, still got so many people buying new launch. So you have to understand, in today's market, Okay. The stock market is red, but interest rate is all time low. So surprisingly, because of this, right, a lot of buyers are still willing to go and buy in the new launch market. And I can tell you today, the resale market is shit. The resale market is very bad. Buyers are more willing to buy in the new launch market than the resale market. Why? Number one, interest low. Number two, they are buying for the future. So they don't care about what is the situation today. They care about what is the situation 3 years later, 4 years later, 8 years later. Number three, these people that buy new launch BUC, they are using a progressive payment scheme. When the interest is low, it means that their installment is low. It's maybe only $1,000, $1,000 plus, $2,000 for maybe a 2 million or a 1.8 million property because of the progressive payment scheme. So a lot of people, right, they are moving on. And today, if you watch my last video on aging condo, I told you this is a new era. There is more and more condos that is getting old. They are aging. So investors and buyers are not willing to put their bet on these old condos, which is correct. So they want to put their bet on a newer condo. You put a bet on a newer condo, yes, price is more expensive. But number one, the square feet is harmonized, meaning that the square feet may look, numbers are small, but the unit may be bigger. So you feel that the per square feet that you're paying may be more worth it. Number two, they are buying for the future. So imagine you buy a new launch today. 8 years later, this new launch, 3 years later, take key, stay 5 years, it's 8 years. Okay. 8 years later, this condo only 5 years old because built, take key, stay 5 years. Ma. But your aging condo is another 8 years of what I call it. 8 years of what? It's not depreciation. 8 years of, 8 years older, the reno become 8 years older, the reno depreciates, okay, reno depreciates, not the value, the reno depreciates, okay, the condition of the unit depreciate for 8 years. So this is a change of era. I don't know if you get it. So you will be very surprised that today, right, there's still a lot of buyers, even when the stock market is very red, there's still a lot of buyers putting their bet on the new launch. And also because today, right, people feel that if today they don't need a place to stay, okay, where all these buyers come from? Number one, I can tell you most of these new launch buyers, they don't need the house today. They are already staying with their parents. Okay, their parents may have big house, their parents may have small house, but they're already staying with their parents, okay? So they don't need the place now. So by putting this investment in, 3 years later, they take key, they stay for 5 years or they rent out for 5 years, I can tell you they are still going to make money. Because you imagine the 30 years condo has become 38 years. A 38 years condo, who is going to buy this condo? So this is a shift of demand supply, shift of the property market in Singapore. So you all have to witness this opportunity and this risk that is coming out in the market today. I think it's very important. So I tell you, this weekend is Pinery launch. I can tell you Pinery launch is going to break another record. So far, all these launches now, they're all doing very well. And there's actually lesser launches this year, but some of these launches are very big. Like example, there's a Thomson View launch. The Thomson View launch is 1,300 units. So I can tell you that along the way, okay, if you have the opportunity to invest, go for a new launch today. Because with the risk in the market today and the shift in the demand supply and the property industry in Singapore with so much aging condos, it's not worth it to invest in aging condos anymore. If today you don't have a place to stay, okay, you want to buy a new launch, then you better don't buy a new launch. Because if you don't have a place to stay, go and buy a resale. Okay, go and buy a resale. I know one more batch of buyers that actually rather rent and buy a new launch also. Why? Because they told me that rental now is all time low. So if they go and rent now, it's actually cheaper. So they rather take the money to go and buy a new launch, rent for 3 years. So this, you see, another, this is another kind of opportunity people see, because the stock market is red mah. So when the stock market is red, the economy is not doing well, there's lesser foreigners that actually come to Singapore to work, then there's more, there's lesser demand in rental, but there's a lot of supply. Supply is still there, and supply is not going to decrease. So in that sense, rental price will drop. So when rental price drop, all these buyers, right, they rather go take this opportunity to go and rent for 3 years to wait for the new launch to be ready so they can stay in the new house so that they can earn the money. And actually, if you buy a new launch today, you rent 3 years, then you take the new house, okay, then you stay. You can stay 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, you also won't lose money, because by then, right, that condo only 15 years old, mah. You take 15 plus 30, you're that old condo already 45 years old, you know. And don't forget, all these aging condos, right, they are like the aging HDB flat. The 95-year rule will apply. The amount of CPF you can use, the amount of loan you can borrow, will all apply to this aging condo. But the amount of CPF and the amount of loan that you can use for this new launch, 15 years new launch, 10 years new launch, 5 years when you are selling to the next buyer, it doesn't apply. There's no any restriction. Okay? So, you have to understand what is happening in the market today. Why people are still buying the new launch? Why new launch is still selling out when the whole stock market is red? You see, so this is things that people do not understand, because they don't go into the facts, they don't go into the details, they don't understand the mindset, the correct mindset of the buyers and the investor in the market. Okay, so I hope this video helps you. I share, to me, this video is very valuable. This is very valuable information. If you see the opportunity, you want to take action, you can call me. And you want to understand what to buy and what not to buy, yes, I'm very willing to share with you. This video is very valuable to me because I feel that this is market money making opportunity, and also to understand why people are doing this, whether this is correct or not. These are very important things that can actually help you to add a few more zeros into your bank account. Okay, so thank you for watching. Hit the like button. If you like this video, please help me like, because it takes a lot of effort to make a video. I see you in the next episode, and bye bye.